From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Today's show is the second part of my interview with Jim Dunn, the director of the Marin Mountain Play, which incidentally runs from May 20th to June 17th. So Jim, the show was originally announced as West Side Story. But after you announced that you were going to retire from directing the Mountain Play after 30 years, it was changed to The Music Man. Why the change?
Well, the reason I wanted to change it, first of all, I wanted to do a show that was an upper. I wanted a show that was fun. I didn't want to go out on a serious play. I love West Side Story, but it's really a show for young people, and I wanted to be able to cast a lot of actors who had worked with me before on the Mountain Play, and there's a lot of wonderful middle-aged roles in Music Man. So that was one of the reasons I picked it. And it offered me an opportunity to do interesting things like I have done before, and I'm bringing in things that you can't do on an indoor stage, like the Wells Fargo Wagon, for instance, and we hope to be able to have something like that in the show. And I wanted to be able to have a band come marching in playing 76 trombones at the end of the play. So we decided to go to that kind of show. I wanted a show that was red, white, and blue Americana and a lot of fun, and Music Man fits that bill.
Now, over the years, you've assembled a fantastic crew to produce the Mountain Play. I'm thinking of Ken Rowland, for example, your set designer for many years.
I have worked with people up there for several years. I mean, when you get good artists, you grapple them to your soul with hoops of steel, as Polonius says in Hamlet. And keep them. And I've been lucky with my set designer, Ken Rowland, my choreographer, Rick Wallace, my costume designer, Pat Poland. These people have just been aces for me. They don't even have to hear me speak, and they kind of know what I want. And it's because of them that the show's been successful. You know, theater is a collaborative art form. I couldn't be the director that I am without the people that I had working with me.
Well, many people who've never been to a Mountain Play don't even realize that you actually have a full orchestra backstage directed Deborah Chambliss.
And before her, Paul Smith.
Exactly. Paul Smith did a wonderful job for many years. But people don't know that because they don't see the orchestra, do they?
No, they don't. And it's interesting. A lot of people have said they'd like to see the orchestra, but it's very hard because there's no place to put them. I have had a couple of shows where I was able to put the orchestra out in front and then involve them by designing a set so that they could fit into the set. They did not like that at all. They want to sit back there in their shorts and T-shirts and not have to dress up or put on makeup or any of that stuff and just play the music. And so they like it much better not being seen.
So tell me about your lead actors for this year's show.
Well, I have Susan Zielinski, who's playing Marion the Librarian. She's an amazing... Everybody in Marin County knows her. She's been a singer, actress here for many years and has done a lot of stuff for me and done a marvelous job. We have a new professor here from East Bay, and he's done the show before. He did it at Westminster a couple of years ago, and he is very exciting. And then I have a lot of people that I know very well who are in the show. People like Sharon Boucher is playing Mayor's wife. Stephen Dietz is playing the mayor. The Barbershop Quartet, two of them are people who were in the show when I did it back in 83 was, when I did it last time. Just amazing people. And a lot of old friends who've been in the choruses and character actors like Catherine Thompson, really wonderful people that I've worked with in the past. Ian Swift, who is playing in the show, has done several roles for me in lots of shows, not just musicals, but in lots of shows. So I feel very good about it.
Well, I'm very lucky to have actually acted in a play with you, Jim. We did The Foreigner a few years ago. Remember at Ross Valley Players?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You made a very rare appearance as an actor, and the character you played was, well, it wasn't exactly you. Tell me about that role. Do you remember it?
Very fondly. I played a redneck. In fact, he was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan in the little town where the play was set. And so I got to play a bad guy. Bad guys are fun to play. They're really fun to play because you get to be bad without any consequences. We all like to do bad things sometimes. But playing bad guys is wonderful. And playing a redneck especially is wonderful. So I enjoyed that very much.
I guess here comes the big question, Jim. What are your plans for the future?
What are my plans for this? Well, I'm not going to quit. I'm giving up the mountain play. I've done it 30 years. I really felt it was time to move on. I've done every show I wanted to do. Up to the only show I didn't ever get to do that I feel sad about is Les Miserables.
I know it.
I really wanted to do that show, but it has never been released for adults to do, you know, for non-professionals to do. And I don't know if it's there. I just attended. I went to London in January this year, and I went to see it again. It's been running for 25 years. I saw it in the first year it opened. And I went back to see it, and there wasn't an empty seat in the house. It was packed. So it's a show that just pulls them in, and I don't think the Cameron McIntosh, who controls the show, is ever going to let anybody but a professional company do it. So maybe someday, but I'm not going to be able to. And that saddened me. I would have liked to have done that one show. That's the only show that I would have liked to have done that I didn't get to do up there.
So you're still teaching at College of Marin?
Yes, I still teach on a part-time basis. I retired in 94 from full-time teaching, and I still teach one class. I teach a Shakespeare class, which I just finished teaching this morning, and I direct one show a year, which I just finished a week ago, which I did As You Like It, and finished that up.
Right. Got fabulous reviews. And, of course, in that show, you used a lot of your core stable of actors again, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I also with the college, I make sure that I get to use the students, too. So all the women in the show, and I had six actresses in the show, and they were all full-time students. The older men were people from the community, and the younger men were all college students. Community college. Anybody can audition for a community college show. It's like, and you get cast, and you're in a class. The play is a class, and you sign up for it, take units for it, just like you would if you take any class, an English class or math class or history class, and you were in a show, you're taking a drama class.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So the people who are listening, they can actually be directed by you in a show if they're lucky enough to get cast. They just have to come and audition. And
when I worked at the college and when I work at Ross Valley Players, it's all open auditions. The only time that closed auditions is when you're working professionally and you usually have actors choose some who are part of the company. I've worked mainly with repertory companies like ACT, places like that, the Oak Globe, and they have a core of actors, and you pick your actors from those people.
Any plans to do some acting yourself?
Well, I think I might. I think I'm planning on auditioning for something, I think, this coming summer. Ross Valley is doing Greater Tuna, and again, with roles with Southern accents, which I seem to be able to do pretty well because I grew up with a grandfather who was from Tennessee. So, and I kind of base all my characters on him.
Well, the San Francisco Bay Area Theater Critics Circle presents three special awards every year. At the awards ceremony at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco on April the 2nd of this year, the Jerry Friedman Lifetime Achievement Award, which is given to an individual who has furthered the creativity and growth of theater in the Bay Area throughout his or her career, will be given this year to Jim Dunn.
Yeah. I'm very, very honored. It's I never thought that this would ever occur, and it is a great honor to me. And my thanks goes to the critics because I've also been trashed by the critics too. So the honest side at the same time. So you know, when you're in the theater as long as I've been, you get the good ones along with the bad ones. So so I really appreciate all that. But as I say, theater is a collaborative art form, and the reason things have gone well is because I've worked with awfully good people, actors, designers, technicians, everybody. Without them, you can't function in the theater.
Well, the 99th annual Marin Mountain Play opens on May 20th. It runs through June 17th. It's Meredith Wilson's wonderful show for all the family, The Music Man. For tickets, you can go to marinmountainplay.org. And Jim Dunn, what can I say but continued success to you, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Well, thank you so much, Mitchell, and I hope to get you in one of my shows again.
That'll be my pleasure. Jim Dunn, everyone. Thanks. And as a reminder, the Marin Mountain Play for 2012, The Music Man, runs May 20th through June 17th. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer anytime at radiosausalito.org, and 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.